That is Alan Jackson, 840 CFCW, Gardening with Sharon time. Happy Wednesday, Sharon. How's it going this morning?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Well, I got out in the garden a little bit, and I was doing as I was told, as we're going to recap the spring cleanup again.
Right. Like, do your best if the gardens are still spongy and wet. Do your best to stay out of them. And another thing with as things are kind of warming up and getting cool again, that it gives the pollinators a good chance to wake up, because a lot of them overwinter in mulch as well in your garden, so it gives them a chance to emerge and get out.
Now, the other thing, I look at the calendar, it's April 21st, and mm-hmm. many of us have our gardens all looking nice already. Mm-hmm. It's really, really early, and we're kind of getting the itch, and you do have some tips on some cold, hardy flowers.
Yeah, so if you would like to place something outside just to get that blast, an early blast of color, there's a few flowers that will handle a little bit of frost, maybe up to -2, -3, maybe -4, but those are pansies and violas. They are tough. You know what I don't get? I don't get that when somebody is being a wimp, people call them a pansy.
And they're one of the hardiest flowers out there.
Yes, they are. They take the frost, they take the cold, they take the beating, and they still perform and they smile. Another thing that does well is dianthus. And, you know, I wanted to tell you a quick little fun thing about them. The nickname they have is called pinks because they have that kind of serrated edge. And back in the day in England, when people were doing a lot of sewing, people said it looked like they were cut with pinking shears. And there's one last thing, that strawberries will take a little bit of cold as well. So you can get those started, or if you have strawberries in a container, they will take a little bit of cold as well.
So it's Gardening with Sharon. We do this every Wednesday at this time. They can also follow you on social media.
Absolutely. Instagram, Facebook, and my website. Come join in. It's a great time.